I awoke the next morning at the crack of noon. What woke me was the sound of a car coming down the road towards the house. I leaped to my feet and, oh mercy, was suddenly reminded that only hours before, I had been mauled by a bobcat. I limped and hobbled out to challenge the trespassers and, oh, it was Loper and Sally Mae back from their trip to hospital, wherever that was. When I realized that we had a friendly car coming onto the ranch, I shifted out of serious barking mode and limped out to greet them. Loper got out and rubbed me on the head. "You've got ticks," he said, and went around to the other side of the car. He opened the door and helped Sally Mae out. She was carrying something in her arms, something wrapped up in a pink blanket. Grover had joined me by then, and he saw it too.
"What's that?"
"Groceries. What do you think?"
"I thought groceries came in a brown sack."
"Most of the time they do, Drover. But now and then they wrap them up in pink blankets."
"Oh."
Sally Mae was smiling, beaming. I'd never seen her in such a good humor. Those must have been pretty good groceries. I figured this might be a good time to mend a few fences, so to speak, with the lady of the house, so I went around to the other side of the car.
"Oh, look, Molly, there's old Hank, and there's little Drover."
That was odd. She seemed to be speaking to the groceries. But that was okay, because she was still smiling. As long as Sally Mae's smiling and not throwing rocks, I don't care what she talks to.
"Dogs, I've brought home a special surprise for you."
I glanced at Drover. "You see, she went to the grocery store and got us some nice, juicy bones."
"Oh, good. Boy, do I like bones."
"But I get first dibs, son. Don't forget who's in charge here." Sally Mae uncovered the top part of the bundle and bent down so that we could... When I saw what was inside that blanket, fellers, the hair shot up on my back and my throat began to make a sound that was something between a growl and a gurgle. Holy smokes! Sally Mae had brought home a giant lizard from the grocery store! Well, you know me. When confronted with something new and ugly and terrible, I don't just stand there looking foolish. I bark. Yes, indeed. I barked. I had no idea why Sally Mae had brought that thing home or what she planned to do with it, but I staked out my territory and barked up a storm. Just in case the lizard attacked, I also retreated a few steps. You know what Sally Mae and Loper did? They started laughing. Beat anything I ever saw. I mean, they had just brought a strange and possibly dangerous animal onto the ranch, and then Sally Mae gave me another look at that thing's head, which was unnecessary because I'd already seen all I needed to see.
"Hank, don't be silly. It's just a baby."
"Yeah, it's just a baby."
I glared at the runt. I seemed to be hearing an echo.
"No, that was me. I said..."
"I heard what you said, and I heard what she said. And you don't need to repeat everything you hear. I'm not deaf, and that's no baby. That's the first full-grown, giant, bald-headed lizard I've ever seen on this ranch."
"But, Hank, it's not a lizard. It's Sally Mae's new baby."
"Huh?" I studied the creature again. Two eyes, two ears, one mouth, one nose, red skin, and wrinkles. And inside the blanket, two arms, two legs, and a nightgown. The pieces of the puzzle were beginning... Okay, maybe it wasn't a... Let's put it this way. That was a very strange-looking baby, and any dog who was in charge of ranch security would have... All right, Drover, I think I've got this thing puzzled out. Sally Mae went to the town of hospital and bought herself a baby at the grocery store. Instead of putting it in a brown paper sack, as they usually do, they wrapped it up in a pink blanket. And what we have here before us is not a lizard.
Yeah, I know.
It's a human baby child.
That's what I said.
and we can only hope that the poor little thing gets more attractive with time, because it certainly looks like a giant bald-headed lizard to me.
I think she's kind of cute.
Anyone with a face like yours would think a lizard was cute. Sally Mae bent down and held the thing, the baby, up where I could see it. Her, whatever it was.
Hank, this is Molly. And Molly, this is Hank. Hank, I want you to take good care of little Miss Molly. She's a real treasure.
I eased my nose towards the face and sniffed it several times. Okay, what we had here was a human baby child, a girl named Molly. She belonged to Sally Mae and Loper, and right then and there, I took an oath to protect and defend her against monsters, snakes, and other crawling things, even bobcats. And to seal the oath, I licked her on the face. For some reason, the little creature let out a squall. Sally Mae must not have understood the importance of this gesture or the seriousness of the occasion, for she jerked the baby back and shrieked at me.
Don't lick my baby, you moron!
Then Loper came thundering up. Hank, for crying out loud, don't lick the baby! I tucked my tail between my legs and retreated a few steps, and then Drover, the little goof, said,
you better not lick the baby.
Drover, you needn't repeat the obvious.
Yeah, but you licked her on the face with your tongue, and that's not nice.
Would it have been nicer if I'd licked her on the foot with my ear?
Well, I don't know about that.
The answer is no, it wouldn't have been nicer. It would have been impossible. Her foot was covered up, and my ears don't lick. I did what I could with what I had, and no dog could have done more than that.
Yeah, but you could have done less.
Exactly my point. And now we come to the final summation of everything I've been saying.
Oh, good. What is it?
Shut your little trap.
Oh, well, that sure sums it up.
Sally Mae carried her baby into the house, and Loper followed with a bunch of suitcases and bags. They left little Alfred, who was 4 years old, out in the yard. He was wearing a pair of striped overalls and had his hands stuck into the pockets. Also, I noticed that his lower lip was sticking out. He didn't look very happy, seemed to me, and I went over to cheer him up. He kicked a rock and looked at me.
I don't like that baby. I want to take her back to the hospital.
Well, I had a little talk with the boy and tried to explain things to him. Me and Alfred were special pals, see? I'd help raise the boy, and we'd always been able to talk things over. Son, I said, I know that your little sister ain't very pretty right now, and she makes a lot of noise, but she'll grow out of it, and one of these days you'll be proud to have her on the place.
No, I won't. You don't care about me, and you're not my friend anymore, and I don't like you either. I'm gonna hit you.
I wagged my tail and tried to... Could you believe it? A little snot slapped me right across the nose. If anybody else had done that, fellers, I would have removed his arm and half his leg. But you might recall that many years before, I had taken the cowdog oath and sworn never to bite a child. Even one that deserved it. So I didn't bite him. And he hit me again. And then he grabbed my tail and started dragging me around the yard. I had seen him do this to Pete the barn cat on several occasions and had, well, enjoyed it, you might say. But that had been a different deal entirely. When he'd been dragging Pete around, that had been good wholesome entertainment because, after all, what else is a cat good for? But this time, with me on the short end of the stick, so to speak, it hurt. Oh, did it hurt? My tail is a very sensitive and expressive communication device, and it was never intended to be pecked by chickens, stepped on by cowboys, or pulled by bratty little boys. I mean, Alfred was putting my cowdog oath to the test. And if I'd had just a smidgen less iron discipline, I squalled. I cried. I moaned. heck, a guy has to do something to protect himself from these little monsters. It was my good fortune that Sally Mae had good ears. She came flying out the back door, sized up the situation with one sweep of her eyes, and marched over to little Alfred.
Alfred, what on earth are you doing?
He gave her a nasty little grin.
I'm playing with Hank.
You're hurting Hank. Hank doesn't like for you to pull his tail. Now let go right now.
The boy let go of my tail.
I don't like Hank. He's a dummy.
Oh, yeah? Well, I could have come up with a few choice words for him, too. Sally Mae took him by the shoulders and gave him a shake.
If you can't be nice to Hank, you can't play with him. You play quietly with your trucks while we put Molly down for a nap.
Alfred glared at her and stuck out his lip.
I don't like Molly either.
Hush now. Mommy will be right out to play with you.
She went back into the house. When she was out of hearing range, Alfred made a sound with his lips. Then he made another grab for me, but this time he was half a step too slow. I went sprinting out of the yard and picked up Drover at the gate. Come on, Drover, let's get out of here. I didn't know what had come over the boy, and I didn't care to find out. I figured it was time to let little Alfred stew in his own tomatoes.